You know, everyone goes to the Khanqah, and the purpose to go to the Khanqah is what? Islah an-nafs. Islah an-nafs. And that is very difficult. Until unless you don't put your mind to it and have a lot of tolerance, it becomes very difficult. Tolerance is very important. So much of difficulty you find in just making Islah an-nafs. Like one person told Hazrati, that one person talks to me so much unnecessarily. He irritates me. Now I'm talking because we are facing with these kind of situations. A student irritates another student. A person in the mosque irritates you. What type of irritation you get? Now, so he thought, he said, Hazrati, that you know what? This person is doing this to me. What answer has he gave? Make sabr. Now, make sabr means this much, that you can't say anything. How much you want to say, how much you're getting hurt, but you're not going to do anything. Now, it sounds so easy, you know. But when you face a person irritating all the time, he's behind your back. You walk right, he's behind you. Right, left, he's behind you. He's doing all kinds of things. So now, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do this much that you have to make sabr. Now sabr means this much, that you do not say one word. You understand? Where that person will be affected. You see? But you show a don't care attitude. It happened now, let me mix up. So he said, I said, no, but he's doing all the time. He said, he's doing all the time, what's your purpose? What's your purpose? Your purpose is Islam. Your purpose is Islam. So if anyone of that kind does those things to you, you are supposed to have Islam. Your Islam is what? To mix up. So likewise in a wife, talks to you all the time behind your back. She tells you all kind of things. One is you can answer, then you get 20 answers. That's why they say even the wife speaks, you must start counting. As long as you're counting, you won't speak. So here also, when the person talks, the wife talks to you all the time, she's hammering you, she's telling you all kind of things, and unnecessary things she's telling you to. She's talking of things you did not even do to. But you in return, you have to make sabr. You have to make? If you cannot make sabr, then you lost. That is the maqsad of Islam, is make sabr. Now you get a person, you know, alhamdulillah, he's very meticulous. But why is it opposite? Why is it opposite? Now he's meticulous, but why is it opposite? Now what do you expect from that now? Then it's trouble. And my husband comes in the house, he wants everything to the teeth. He walks in the street. Now she is completely opposite. Explaining to her, telling him all kinds of things. Nothing going ahead, same story. Even worse. How would you respond? Would you make your life miserable? Would you get angry? Would you begin to do all those kind of things? The best thing is you explain nicely. Thereafter, if she do, don't do, you don't worry. You make sabr. You make sabr and apna kaam karo. You chose a partner. You chose a partner. Now it happened. Now she cannot be 100% like you. You must think to yourself that at least she is not doing anything against Islam. This was she's got a habit of that kind. That she doesn't know how to go about cleanliness, this and that. Although it's the right thing is to be very clean, to be in order, everything. But now she's not in order, and you are so much in order that you cannot see those things. For you now is to make sabr. Bilkul sabr. not to show it to, not to show. So this is what we are lacking today. Like your Islah enough in at work also. You find that you're working, you get people of all kinds, you know, who come and trouble you too, all that. But then you must realize this much, that I must see now that the trouble is troubling me, what must I do? Must I get angry? I will make Islah of myself. So sabr in every, your child, your own child will hammer you, coming behind your back, coming behind your back, till all kind of things. But what are you supposed to do, your master? A child, even a student in the madrasa, will come behind your back and do all kind of things. Your duty is to make sabr. So Hazrat gave only one answer. He thought, he said, you know what, but he's coming behind your back too much now. Rather tell him what to do. He said, maqsad kya? What is your purpose? In other words, the quality of sabr must be so strong in us that if we face any kind of irritation from anyone or disturbance from anyone, the sabr will be so strong that it must not affect us. It must not bring about any bad with us. This is what we are lacking. Now, today you find that we, our Islah, is not being done. Why is that? There's no reformation at all. You're doing so much of good deeds, everything you're doing good deeds, but there's no reformation. What's the reason for that? The reason for it, this is this much, that we got ikhtilat in too much. Mixing around with people too much. And once you mix around with people, it is most difficult for you to make Islah. Always remember one thing, the more you mix around with people, the more your Islah becomes difficult for you. And sometimes your Islah will never take place at all, because you are mixing around people unnecessarily. One is necessary, one unnecessary. In our way of life, we are mixing around too much. Maybe not to people with the cell phone. With the cell phone. Because the most important thing is ikhtilat se ijtinab. Mahazri's words, ikhtilat se ijtinab. To be completely, make yourself secluded from everyone, not to mix around them. Until you don't have that quality of not mixing around everyone, you will not achieve anything. Why are you mixing around so? Because why you enjoy talking to one another? You enjoy talking. You want to talk to one another. When you begin to talk with others, then you forget to talk to Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him, there was no such thing as mixing around will cause harm. You can mix around the whole day to not cause harm at all. Because he was a Nabi. But what he said, I love to be alone. I love to be alone. Now, if we want our Islah to take place, the most important thing you must be alone. Stay alone. Stay alone means give a time. And especially a student who is in the madrasa, he must have so much of yakshuism to him, he must be alone all the time. Because he's not alone. He's not alone. He's busy with his kitabs. Nowadays, no one does that. Those days, you know, when a person, when a student completes Quran, kitab and all, he goes home, he's busy with his kitab there. But nowadays, the student, when they come home, they're busy doing something else. It's like we're only busy with kitab in the madrasa, not at home. Where the kitab and the madrasa at home must be more stronger now, but whatever I've learned now, I will lose everything. You know? But the reason is because they haven't got it, they mean, because we call ikhtilat se ijtinab. Keep away from everyone. Bring seclusion yourself. Bring seclusion in you. You see, you haven't got a taste of seclusion. Because the zikr that you're making is not making effect in you. If the zikr that you make effect in you, it will bring about the seclusion that you want to be alone. You want to be alone. You don't want to mix around with people unnecessarily. You want to make sure you not talk to people unnecessarily too. So this is exactly what Mahasaya decided to say us, that you know a people of this kind you find that a person this that he does not want to mix, he wants to mix around with people until unless you stop mixing around people. Like take the tablet, the doctor says, you know what, you've got a sickness in you, but you have to take this medication which is very bitter. Now no matter what happens, you're going to say, I'm going to take the medicine. Now you can't even take it, he holds his nose and closes his eyes to take the medicine, it's so bitter. But what is the reason for him that taking that medication is bitter? He holds his nose and eyes, I want to drink that medicine, what for? Because he knows the doctor said that this would bring about peace or good health in you. Now for the good health and whatever you're going through, you want that thing to be removed,
You try to take that feedback no matter how bitter it is, so that it can come right. So, and you know this mother, after you take the medication with all that, you know, bitterness and all, you enjoy the outcome. What a life you enjoy. So you enjoy. Likewise here too, you take it this one to become more secluded with what is called a bitter food. Very bitter, because man got a habit of missing around too much. If he does not miss around, today is friends. I want to go here, I want to go there. I want to be friends. I want to talk. I want to talk. This is the habit today of everyone. If you meet any person, I want to go out with my friends. Who are you talking to my friends? And sad to say this much, that you know what, the cell phone is a friend itself. It is so bad friend, it caused so much of harm, that when you leave the masjid to meet Allah, Allah, you immediately supposed to seclude yourself. Instead of seclusion, you bring about this kind of thing, that you begin to look at that and talk to everyone else. So what kind of seclusion is that? So whatever you achieved in the masjid too, you have lost everything else. So Mahajah saying this much, that you must suppose to think like that, that as you've taken a medication, the bitter, to make sure that you get that good health in you. Likewise, you know, until unless you enjoy the you know, the sweetness of Iman. The sweetness of Iman can only come into you when you bring about seclusion. If you want to really enjoy that zikr that you're making, if you want the enjoyment of that one, enjoyment does not mean enjoyment, sweetness. The right word is sweetness. Because you're making zikr all the time. It is the habit it became. When will the sweetness come into you? When the sweetness comes into you, this much, Mahadur says, ek hai kaal, ek hai haal. Ek kaal, no kaal? Allah, 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 ek kaal hai. Allah, the haal must come into you, that you're saying Allah, Allah, the other feeling that comes into you, which you're not looking for, it comes. It must come into you in this condition, that you're making zikr Allah Ta'ala, that you're feeling in yourself, that feeling that, you know what, you're not alone without Him. It becomes so strong in you that you enjoy that you don't want to leave that condition. No, leave that. So this is what we are lacking today. We are lacking this matter. Even when you read Quran also, you read Quran, physically read Quran. When the time will come that you know the enjoyment, the sweetness of the Quran didn't come into you. The sweetness of Quran will come into you when you begin to seclude yourself. Enjoy to become secluded. Do not mix up with people. I'm telling you this, but do not mix up with people. And nowadays we have, you know, there are no friends. Mahajah said the bad friends. Where today you find a friend to take you to Allah Ta'ala? Everyone that friend, you got a friend thing for shaitan. No one is thinking of it. You found that if you got a friend to ask yourself if he's a true friend, did any time told me, let me come to the masjid? Did any time he told me, you know what, you're doing this thing is wrong? Because Nabi Karim said, a true friend of Muhammad that brings about more closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That friend who brings you more closer and dear to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that is a true friend. Who's a true friend today? If a true friend sees you being wrong too, but let's look at those days when friend, when his friend was a close friend, got involved with someone very badly, and when he came to know about it, he did not eat till the first place, till his friend made Toba. I will not eat till he made Toba. He did not leave his friend. After some time he left him because he said, his friend said, leave me alone. He left him, but he left him, but he did not forgive him. What happened? And he made dua of it. And that dua, that outcome of this mother, after some time he came to the person with a toba and came. Now where is that current? Today we are leading people to the wrong. Leading the people. And unfortunately he says, I'm again telling you, the cell phone is the cause of it. The cell phone cause, a man wants to improve. So many people say, I want to improve. You have to improve, you have to put a stone in your heart. That bad habit, you know, Jabal Lakadda, Jibil Lakadda. You can shift a mountain, you cannot shift the habit. Every day of your life you're taking the cell phone, every second. In a masjid you take the cell phone. You sleep, you take the cell phone. What are you doing? What is the rest? What kind of seclusion is that? Before that is in Quran. Before that is in Yasin Sharif. Day after you stay there, you sit in the car to give you inquiry while you come to the masjid. You are looking at a cell phone. What are you looking at? To that extent, some people come to the masjid and look at the cell phone. At that time they look at all the filth. So what kind of seclusion? And why are you going? I'm going to this majlis. I'm going to that majlis. The wife will tell you, you're going to that majlis, this majlis, but you, this is what you're looking at. So seclusion is something which is like, it's farz. I am saying that. Farz means if you want to make your isla and nafs, your nafs have to be islah, The only way is this much, you must be true. You must be true in every way, and no one is true today. No one is true today. After a few days, they become very, very pious. Alhamdulillah, there are people, you can count them, but who knows, when they start looking after themselves and trying to control themselves and making the Islam enough, then they begin to now consult them that, look, I was doing wrong. I must keep away from it. But people in general, they are not doing it. They are still in it. They are all involved in it. And the sad part of it, this much, who you do not expect to do, they are doing those things. They are doing those things. So Mahatma is saying this much. Remember this much, that you enjoy this thing. You enjoy the phone. That's not seclusion, that's a friend too. That's a friend too. You enjoy the thing for a few moments. For a few moments. That woman that used to wear parda, that woman who read Quran and all, she at night go to sleep and she looking at those things too, because the husband looking at it too. So they sleep with that kind of condition, and what do you expect from it to come? So that few moments, Mahatma to say, like a person going to the toilet. When he goes to the toilet, he wants to come out quickly. You don't find a person going to the toilet, reading a newspaper, looking there. Yes, a non-Muslim will do that, but a Muslim won't do that. A Muslim will go to the toilet, he will run out from there. Likewise, a person who is a real person who got truth about Muhammad Allah Ta'ala, he even has a person out of it, who is not a true friend, he just wants to finish with the work with him and go with him. I think Abdullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, with people in the world stop to meet them, they should attend to them, but they should still let them go from us. They should not feel like that. But those people who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should make sure that they make me comfortable with them. And they long. One person took so much, one big buzru told us that, I've taken so much of time. I've taken so much. He says, So what you see, when a Muslim comes, a true Muslim comes, you keep his heart with ibadat, but a person who comes, the world comes to you, who is busy with the world, you only talk to the world, talk everything else with the world, before that kind of person, are you supposed to sit with him? You must feel uneasy. If you do not feel uneasy, then there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. That means you enjoy what he's talking about. So, ikhtilat, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should love so much to be alone. He wants to be alone because he knows what you can, what you achieve from alone. When a person is alone, because it's most difficult to stay pure when you're alone. Remember, to very very difficult to stay pure when you're alone. Because no one is there Allah Ta'ala. No one is there. Now to control yourself, the only way is this much, that to bring about the zikr of Allah. A man must know this much, that what is his intentions. My intention is that I must become close to Allah Ta'ala. When my intention become more close to Allah Ta'ala, then when he's alone, his wife is gone somewhere too. He said, alhamdulillah, she's gone, maybe she's gone, wherever she's gone, alhamdulillah, I'm so happy, now I'm close, I can speak to Allah Ta'ala, I can become close to him. Who's thinking like that? In other words, every day of one's life, you are supposed to give some time where you completely seclude yourself only to Allah and no one else. That is the most important. Every one of us, seclude yourself to Allah Ta'ala, even in the early part of the morning. The early part of the morning is something else. Because if a person reads tahajjud namaz, he's not doing namaz for anyone because of Allah. Because no one looking at him. That person who wakes up for tahajjud and makes tahajjud namaz is so fortunate. Because when he reads namaz, so no matter what kind of namaz it is, but no one is looking at him because he knows Allah is looking at him. That namaz is something else. He doesn't have any kind of show for any kind. No show at all. And the dua that he made at that time is something else too. Somebody else. That's why the Najib Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, if I'm not mistaken, it was him that told that how Allah Ta'ala forgive. Allah Ta'ala did not look at my good deeds at all. He only looked that early morning and woke up and he spoke to him. The early morning. So let us now become secluded to make our Islah and nafs. Our nafs, there's no Islah at all. Each and every one of us looking to our lives and see what Islah is. The Islah is in Quran. The Islah is but making zikr. The Islah is making about nafil namaz. Islah is this much that makes Islah and nafs. That in any way, as I mentioned before, this Hazrat said, that you know something, that person Hazrat is irritating me, makes sabah. The whole life everyone will irritate you, but you make sabah. The answer to that is the whole life of someone irritates you, makes sabah. Whether the close friend may irritate you, he makes sabah. Your child irritates you, makes sabah. Your wife irritates you, make sabar. In every way, you make sabar. and stubborn is that person who is stubborn. He will never say, I'm stubborn. Anyone who says, I'm stubborn, did not make stubborn at all. In other words, when you make stubborn, you know it is only for the sake of Allah. Salah, you not make for anyone else. So this stubborn is something we are faced with 24 hours all the time. You walk up the mosque now, someone will irritate you. Someone will irritate you. Your Islah is what? Your Islah is this much. Make stubborn. If you have what you learn from this majlis, when you walk out of this, someone should tell you something to you. Make the Islah stubborn, you not answer. You do apna kaam karte roho. Apna kaam karte roho. When driving the car too. In other words, in every way of life, we are supposed to make our Islah in the way it's supposed to be. So Hazri says this, okay, you know what? Do not make your friend shaitan. Don't make a friend shaitan. Today we have made our friend shaitan. Shaitan, because you know, you're not choosing your friends. Whoever comes in front of you, you just take him on. And day after you come to your life, you're not a friend of the shaitan. Where the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that too. When you make friends, make that kind of friend who brings you more close to Allah Ta'ala. And he said, Ya Allah, ya, you make this dua, Ya Allah, that action which make me closer to you, make me do those actions. Not those actions keep away from you. So how important it is this month that whatever we do, if we want our Islam to take place, the most important thing is seclude yourself. Become alone. Like from now on, if you are a true person, a true seeker, when you go home to, before you sleep also, you ponder a little bit. You ponder, hey, you know what? I've been told this thing now. Let me see in my life, what am I really doing? In my Islam, am I doing it wrong enough? I was doing this wrong, or doing that wrong. Am I going to put it right or wrong? If I'm not going to put it right, then what's the benefit of it? Oh, this is my habit, you know, when I go to sleep, I read this kind of book and that kind of book. All that kind of books, you leave all the books and read the right books. So in other words, if you have this kind of thing in your life, then you come to realize that how important it is that to make Islah is very difficult. It is not a one-day thing. One person will tell you one for one whole week, you know, I mean so much sabar. I say, Baba, I just started now. You know, he just started. And come to know after 2 weeks and 3 weeks. In other words, every moment, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ Mahazaz is worse than وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ. Right till you die, you will be faced with this condition. You must not think you will be free. Your Islah and nafs is always. That's why one Mahazaz says, to make namaz is both asan. To make zikr is both asan. Like, Adi, both a manzil te karni. Both a manzil te karni. You still have to go long. You still have to go very, very far. You can say, someone, alhamdulillah, I'm making zikr. You can say, that's all good things among those, I mean, Durood Sharif. You're saying everyone, you know, mashallah, you know, I didn't miss one takbir ula too. You say all those things too, you know, but look at it, you haven't even reached no state at all. That manzil that you go, and that manzil I'm talking about is this manzil, that every moment of yours, if someone irritates you too, if you cannot make sabr, you lost everything. You lost it. Anyway, anyhow, it irritates you. A person will make wuzu. I've got a friend, you know. When he makes wuzu, another person comes, every day irritates him. Every day of his life. So therefore, the way he looks at him and all, so I hope he's here. I don't know if he's here. He will learn that if that will irritate him, he must not get his face to. He must just make his wuzu and carry on. He mustn't worry about it. So likewise, you find in a masjid, two people irritate you. You mustn't worry about it. You make someone attend your work. Because now you have taken your attention from Allah Ta'ala to them. Whereas you're supposed to keep your attention from Allah Ta'ala. A person comes next to you, irritates you. You're supposed to do your work. If you're not happy, you've got minas to go, so you should move away somewhere else. But do not say anything to him. And do not take your mind away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But make sabr. In every way, eating time, you find sometimes you find a person, he has not got no manners of eating. Either way he eats, he makes noise while he's eating too. Now you can't take it. You can't take it. I don't blame him too. The way the person eats, so he opens his big mouth and eating, and he makes big mouth. The husband says, no, khane ka adab hai. Khane ka adab hai ke is tarah chabao. The way you must eat, that you eat, if you bite slowly, you eat. Because slowly, softly, that will not cause any harm to them. Some people a big lukma and put in their mouth. Now that you are sitting in company now. You see that happen. So what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to make ghibat about him? But you are supposed to make sabr at this point. If you got a mehman comes, if many a time a mehman comes to you, a visitor comes to you, he is not according to your will. Now, Vichara, you invited him, he turned out to be a person and gave you so much taklif. You taklif, but you just have to make sabr. But when he goes away and you talk about him, like how the wife talks, what happened now? Now what happened? Instead of making sabar, that okay, came now, you talk about him, then you've lost the sabar.
Mm-hmm.
You lost the sabar. So these kind of things, which you take it as small, you are not reached nowhere. If you really want to talk, in this kind of condition, you are faced with different conditions of this kind. If this has to come into your life, then you have to make a lot of sabar. There was a buzruk, Mirza Jana Jan Rahmatullah Ali. One person should come twice a year to his house. Twice a year. So he came, Islam Ali Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, give me nasihat now. He said, you know what, come once a year. Don't come twice a year. Don't worry now. Hazrat, twice a year, once a year now. He said, yeah. So he said, whenever you come, you eat so much that I get built, running stomach. So he once said, I get running stomach, don't mind. Twice said, you do too much. So he could say that. So just imagine how he did it. But that what I'm trying to say is the word sabr you have to make. And inshallah, if we make the sabr in every way of our life, our Islam will take place. Please, I'm saying again and again, what it says, the subject was iftilat. For Talib ilm, an alim, special alim, a student in a madrasa, he must have lot of iftilat, istidat, not to meet people, not to meet students with their own kitab all the time. That student who got that condition, when he goes home, he'll be still enjoying the kitab. But that student in the madrasa is busy with other students, he will close his kitab and stay at their own to take it back home too. Because he hasn't got that, he hasn't got the true. But likewise, we must behave in this way that if anyone talks anything against us to the masses, then we must also start to make sabr at home too and everywhere else too. Allah Ta'ala aman kani to afiq nasiha wa ahudna wa alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi. Rabbana atina nuran atina inna ta'ala. Allahumma nas'aluka ridwaka wa jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika. Sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.